This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 9.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up? What's up? Hey, this is Alex Pardo. Welcome back to the Flip Empire Show. And I want to answer a question that I know a lot of people tend to have challenges with is, how do you build rapport with a seller? And this is something that a lot of people, you know, when they meet with sellers, they walk into their living room, they start talking about the property right away. And I think it's a huge mistake. And I want to share with you some of the things that we do in our business that have allowed us to lock up more deals and make more money ultimately. So, you know, we have a couple of lead managers that they're responsible for processing all of the leads that come in from our different marketing campaigns. And we do a weekly training with them. And one of the things that we are constantly harping on is how they're building rapport with sellers. You know, we'll actually go back and listen to certain calls that they have, and we'll dissect the call and, you know, identify opportunities where they could have made more of an effort to potentially build rapport with a seller based on what they say. So, you know, one of the things that like I mentioned is people will walk into a living room and they'll start talking about the property or the deal like right away, and they haven't yet taken the time to actually connect with that seller, figure out what makes them tick, figure out what kind of personality type you're dealing with. And it puts you at a disadvantage when it actually comes down to negotiating with them and trying to lock up the deal. You know, you got to keep in mind, and this is very cliche, but it's been said many times that people will do business with people they know, like, and trust. And you can't accomplish that without building rapport with people that you don't know, especially when you're first connecting with them on the phone. You know, you're sending out direct mail, or you're putting out bandit signs, or any type of marketing you're doing online, offline. You know, calls will come in, and these people are somewhat on guard. They're a lot. Oftentimes, they're curious. They want to understand how this works. They want to understand. Sometimes it's even, well, why did you send me this? Or who told you I have a property for sale? And you have to disarm them by being friendly and building rapport with them. And oftentimes, you know, I shouldn't say oftentimes, but sometimes it's difficult. You know, sometimes the person on the other end of the line is just not giving you very many options in which to build rapport. But it doesn't prevent you from making an effort. And just understand that you increase the likelihood of you being able to connect with that seller and figure out if you can provide them with a solution that works for them and ultimately turns into a deal for you if you take the time to try to build that rapport with them. And I want to share with you a tip that I've actually written about in the past in different forums and different you know, membership sites. I call it the sneaky Facebook stalker trick. And it's kind of a funny name for it, but, you know, I can think back to one particular deal. This is probably, I want to say at this point, maybe about a year and a half ago, where, you know, our acquisitions manager was out of town. And so this is one of the instances at that time that I went to go meet with the seller. And I remember our lead manager teed it up for me, you know, set an appointment for me to go meet with the seller. And one of the things that I did before I went on that appointment is I took the seller's name and email. I went to Facebook and I pasted it in the search bar. And after a little bit of digging, I came across the wife. So it's a husband and wife that own the property. I came across the wife's Facebook profile. And what I found was that the family were just, they were diehard motocross fanatics. And motocross, which I didn't even know what it was at the time, it's basically like dirt bike racing and, you know, motorcycles and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, dirt bikes, and it's a sport apparently, which I don't know much about. But apparently their son was big time into motocross. And so probably 80% of the pictures they had on Facebook were about different motocross tournaments and trophies that the son has won. And the light bulb went off. It says, you know, you can leverage tools like Facebook. You know, in today's day and age, probably what? I mean, my grandmother has a Facebook account. Now, mind you, she's, I don't even know, think that she knows how to log in, but she's got a Facebook account. And so most people do. So the tip is, you know, do a Google search on your sellers before you meet with them. And figure out what makes them tick. You know, now I'm not going to say that 100% of these sellers have Facebook or a LinkedIn account or some sort of social media, you know, any one of the social media platforms. But I bet you anything that at least more than half of the sellers you meet with, if you just take 5 minutes to do a Google search or have your virtual assistant or somebody in your team do a little bit of digging, you're going to find some sort of platform that's going to give you information on the seller. I actually, you know, another example is we recently, and this was about a month and a half ago, we did a deal with a seller. It was actually a pretty big deal where I found the seller's LinkedIn profile, and I realized that on the LinkedIn profile, not only did I know, you know, her occupation and her work history, but she was a big advocate of the Wounded Warrior Project, and she's actually done a lot of work with the Wounded Warrior Project. So we took the time to do a little bit of research about that. And I remember that when we met with the seller, we told her that there was actually going to be a Wounded Warrior charity drive coming up in the area, like within the next 2 or 3 months. And her eyes just lit up like a Christmas tree. And it was because we took the time to do a little bit of research and we found an opening, a way for us to connect with the seller. Now, I'll caution you. You don't want to be, you know, disingenuous, and you don't want to just like kind of fake it and just pretend that, you know, like for example, motocross, I didn't pretend to be an expert, but it gave me an opening to have a conversation with them about it. One of the things you can do is if you don't find one of their social media profiles is if you go and you meet with the seller, look around the house, look at the pictures, you know, do they have kids? Are their kids into sports or are they into dance or whatever? You know, are they a veteran? You know, are they just try to figure out what you can, you know, what information you can collect that's going to allow you to have a conversation and open the door and put them at ease. You know, one of the things that I've met with, you know, hundreds of sellers, you know, in the last 10, 11 years I've been doing this, and there's something that disarms them when you start to have a conversation that takes them away from the property and the situation. And I think if you can do that right out of the gate in the first 5 to 15 minutes of you meeting with a seller, believe me that you're putting yourself in a much better position to build that rapport, get them to know, like, and trust you. And if it's a good fit and you can do the deal, you're in a better position than if you didn't take the time to do that and you just knocked on the door, introduced yourself, and you started having them walk you around the property. So it's not always possible because some people are just kind of stiff as a board and they have no personality and it's just difficult to strike up a conversation with them, but it doesn't prevent you from trying to make that effort. So again, I think the biggest takeaway here is definitely number one, you know, before you meet with sellers, do a Google search on them, see if you can find some social media platforms and you could learn more about them, whether it be Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Snapchat even, you know, whatever it is. See if you can find out some information about them, because I think it's going to definitely help you and you'll see more results, you'll get more deals, and ultimately make more money. So hopefully you've enjoyed this. Let me know your thoughts. And if you have a question you want answered on the Flip Empire Show, just go to flipempire.com/question. Look forward to hearing from you and adding value however I can. Talk to you soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.